can do nothing. But I'm asking, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come and inhabit the presence and my mouth, my words, my teaching, and that people would be touched, knowing that it's you and not me. Thank you, God. Now, there's a couple things I just wanted to say. One of the things that I've sensed that people aren't hearing from the Holy Spirit that they should have heard all along, as Calvin was alluding to, is that we are victorious in Yeshua the Messiah, but we're not experiencing victory in our everyday life. And one of the reasons for that is that we have these feelings like we don't feel victorious when circumstances are bad or negative or they're going against us. But as we found out from our brother Calvin, as we know when we hear it, our own conscience testifies to it, that it's not about our feelings, it's about God's will in your life. And God sent Yeshua to give us the victory in every aspect of our lives, and we have not apprehended it. We have not lived it out day to day. And a lot of it has to do with fear of man and our own feelings about what's happening, the circumstances. But I want to show you from the Word of God all the ways that Messiah has given you victory in your life. And the first place I want to start is Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Verses 17 through 19. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Hasatan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, when he says that he saw Satan fall from heaven, it means that word heaven in Greek doesn't just mean heaven or the higher places. It also means eternity. So Satan lost power to exert any influence over your life negatively in eternity. He can only affect your life on earth for a short time in the temporal. But our power, the power that works in us by the Holy Spirit, is eternal power that still is in heaven. We have a Messiah, a Savior in heaven, who's interceding for us and being our advocate with the Father, and he sends his Holy Spirit to give us eternal power. That's why the Word of God says, greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Because this guy, Satan, who's in the world, only has temporary power, and it's only for this world. And when the Son of God comes again, he's going to lock Satan up. His archangel Michael is going to lock Satan up in a pit for 1,000 years. He'll be set free, and his destiny is the lake of fire forever. But your destiny, as a believer in Yeshua the Messiah, is to live forever with the Lord in the heavenly places. So when Satan tries to come against you, just say, I don't have to listen to you. I'm going to spend heaven, eternity in heaven, and you're going to the lake of fire. John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. This is Yeshua speaking. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Right. Another way to say that is the truth will ensure that you have your victory in this life. Yeah. Turning ahead to John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Once you've given your life to Yeshua, no one, nothing in heaven or on earth can take you from his hand. Glory. your destiny is secure in the Lord. In John chapter 16 and verse 33, Yeshua said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And one of my favorite verses in Scripture, John 4:17, Yeshua said, the great apostle John said, "As he is, so are we in this world." So if Yeshua has overcome the world, then we have overcome the world, because as he is, so are we in this world. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, "Thanks be to God who gives us our victory in Yeshua the Messiah." And in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Messiah, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." So, this message is that Yeshua has given us victory over every aspect of our life. The first way that Yeshua gives us victory is victory over sin. Now, I don't want you to take my word for any of this. I'm going to use God's word to confirm what I'm speaking. Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. Victory over sin. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Messiah Yeshua, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yeshua has set us free from the law of sin and death." And in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Yeshua has set you free from sin. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, "If anyone is in Messiah, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Your life of sin has passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Yeshua has set us free and given us victory over sin. Now, the second way that Messiah Yeshua has given us victory is he's given us victory over the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verses 10 through 14. Galatians 3, 10 through 14. "For as many as of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is anyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith." That's Habakkuk 2:4. What it really means is the righteous person who's been made just through the atoning sacrifice of the Messiah, by his faith in Messiah, will live or have eternal life. That's another way to say the just shall live by faith. "Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. And the reason is that the blessing of Abraham might come upon all the nations in Messiah Yeshua, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith and not through works or through our own effort to try and fulfill the law, which no one could do." Messiah has given us victory over the curse of the law. Colossians 2, verses 8 through 15. Colossians chapter 2. Verses 8 through 15. "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men." Hello? "According to the basic principles of the world, not according to Messiah. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Turn to somebody next to you and say, "I think he's talking to you." Come on. "For in Messiah dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. In him you are also circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Messiah. You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. You could just put in the Torah, the law, instead of the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Yeshua has given us victory over the curse of the law. Now, the third way our Lord gives us victory is over our circumstances and our poverty. Now, there has been a spirit of poverty hanging like a dark cloud over this congregation for years and years and years and years. But Yeshua has given us victory over poverty in our circumstances, and it's time for that to break. It's time for us to apprehend what Yeshua has already done for us 2,000 years ago. He doesn't need to come and do anything new. We need to receive what he's done. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Messiah. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Does that sound to you like they're talking about someone who's cursed by poverty and bankrupt by their circumstances? It doesn't sound like that to me. As a personal aside, this is the very scripture that was preached by Doug Stanton the night I got saved at Church of the Resurrection in 1997. I was carrying around all kinds of guilt and shame, and when I heard that the Messiah, Jesus, was presenting me before the Father, holy and without blame and love, it just broke something in my heart, and I had to give my life to the Lord. Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. And then in verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things through the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Messiah should be to the praise of his glory. And in him you also trusted. You also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And you were sealed after you believed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. I don't know about you, but I didn't receive an inheritance from any of my earthly family, but I know that I am rich. And I have an inheritance in the kingdom of God that nothing can ever rob me of. I can't spend it frivolously. I can't invest it or lose it. All I can do is receive it and thank God for it and give him glory, honor, and praise for all of eternity. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Yeshua has given us victory over poverty and our circumstances. Philippians 4:19, a very simple verse, but I wish all of you would say it about five times a day for the rest of your life. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Messiah Yeshua. He doesn't supply some of your need. He doesn't supply a little bit of need. He supplies all your need. Yeshua gives us victory over poverty in our circumstances. We just need to learn how to receive it. 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Yeshua our Lord. That's revelation knowledge. Knowledge from listening to the Holy Spirit and not letting other things distract you. But listen to verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through evil desires. And in verse 8, it says, for if these things are yours and abound, you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brothers and sisters, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. Yeshua has given us victory over our circumstances and our poverty. The next way that Yeshua gives us victory is he gives us victory over the world. In John 16:33, which we read earlier, Yeshua said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In Matthew 28:18, Yeshua says, all authority on heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go and make disciples. He's not lacking anything, and he's given us everything that he had. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Teach the disciples that you make in my name to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. We read 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this world. But there's another verse in 1 John 5 that I want to read right now. 1 John 5, verses 1 and 4 through and 5. Whoever believes that Yeshua is Messiah is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. Verse 4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Yeshua is the Son of God? Yeshua has given us victory over the world. As he is, so are we in this world. And the last and probably the most incredible, awe-inspiring victory that Yeshua gave us is victory over death. Romans 6, verses 8 through 11. Knowing this, or now, if we died with Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Messiah, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer has dominion over him. As he is, so are we in this world. Death no longer has dominion over you. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God, so that we, inheriting that life through the Holy Spirit, can live for God, not only now, but for all of eternity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Messiah Yeshua, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Why did he die on the cross? To purchase, through a new covenant sealed in his blood, a position for you in the kingdom of God in which your sins are forgiven and you have eternal life. Jesus, Yeshua, has given you victory over even death. And in 1 Corinthians 15, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 if you want, verses 50 through 57. 1 Corinthians 15, 50. Now this I say, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, or that means die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when that happens, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Messiah Yeshua our Lord. I'm going to end with this. In Romans 8:37, it says, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And in the New Living Testament, it says, in the New Living Translation, I should say, it says, in all things we have overwhelming victory. Wonderful, overwhelming victory through him who loved us and gave himself for us. As he is, so are we in this world. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. Give a warm seat of Abraham welcome to